Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, The Most Important Question.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they got together, and to disconcert him, one of them put a question, Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law? Jesus said, You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second resembles it. You must love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang the whole law and the prophets also. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Although it is many years since I taught young people, I still recall with some amusement how often they would ask what I thought were irrelevant questions, or questions which were obviously aimed at distracting me, so I would not teach them anything they might not want to learn. Now, this is not new behaviour. In the time of Jesus, we see the Sadducees niggling Jesus with questions, and we know they are not seeking wisdom, but rather a way to put him down and distract from what really matters. Jesus made a deep impression on the people when he told the Sadducees that God is God, not of the dead, but of the living. Yet the Pharisees, who were very caught up with laws and hierarchical procedures, had yet another question. Which is the greatest commandment? Jesus, of course, knew the hearts of those who questioned him, so he invited them and us to look into our hearts and minds as we ask the question, what is the most important matter in life? Master, which is the greatest commandment of the law? Do they hear his response? Maybe. Do they really know what love is? I don't think so. Do we? How do we measure our love for God? The measure of our love is the measure of love we have for the person we love the least. Very salutary. And what might it look like to love our neighbour as ourself? Well, one way I think about it is that what can help with this question is to look in a mirror each day and ask ourselves, do I really love and respect the person I see there? If the answer is yes, then it will be more likely for us to love all those we look at and engage with. However, if we're not able to love the person we see, then how can we expect to love the people we are struggling to see? God's dream for us is that we are one with God and one with each other. We pray for hearts that are expansive and inclusive. In this way, we can be sure we are on the journey to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind, and thus love our neighbour and self in the way Jesus commanded. Amen.